Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me thank you at the outset and the way about the way you conducted our GG for the 2.5 first day already. Right now, I think we can look back to a very successful GGE. You encouraged us to draw on the papers that were presented. We have a Franco-German paper, so my apologies to you that we'll have a Franco-German statement here right now. I will give some brief introductory remarks to be followed up by Ambassador Guitton in more detail. I would like to set the political context of what we're doing here. I think we are conducting a very urgent political discussion here, and France and Germany tried to push this discussion as hard as we could in the expert meetings that we had starting in 2014, ending in 2016. We came to the conclusion, and I think the first 2.5 days proved that already, that laws are a very complex issue. We had a very complex discussion, but from our perspective, we cannot wait until this complexity is resolved before we take political action. We all realize that we don't have lethal autonomous weapons yet, but we're moving towards autonomy. We believe that we already have a relatively mature discussion here. At the beginning of the discussion, we didn't know how to address laws. Right now, we understand that there are legal, ethical, military, security policy, and technological issues to be addressed. They're very complex, but we have to accept that. I think we have to take the next step towards a policy discussion here right now. And the mandate that was negotiated for our GG was very clear, to explore and agree on possible recommendations. This is an operational mandate which we have to fulfill. In particular, since we believe that we are called upon to take preventive action here. We are going to make concrete proposals which are going to be elaborated in a minute, but I think we have to follow up on that. But just to give you my feeling of the room concerning policy discussion, there seems to be almost universal consensus that lethal autonomous weapons systems are a prospective issue and that it needs continued discussion, including policy discussion. There's universal agreement in the room that IHL fully applies to lethal autonomous weapon systems. And I have heard almost complete consensus as well that human control is necessary when it comes to take decisions about life and death. So I think there's a large degree of convergence as well, which hopefully will be able enable us to come up with concrete recommendations. This is what I wanted to say to frame the political context of our working paper. And it's my pleasure right now, if you permit, Mr. Chairman, to turn the floor over to Ambassador Guitton.